It's when the season ends for the Victorians of Cutter Red Devils. Sixth spot again, but no time for the semi-finals this year, unlike last year, but maybe soon the season.
It's been a bit inconsistent for us.
Yeah, we've played well against some really good teams, obviously some of the top four teams, and not David Walker, that was a bit of a highlight. Obviously without two of their stars in there, but they're still tough regardless, you know. So that was a great day here at home. Games against Moree, they're good, solid hit-outs. Yeah, but unfortunately just the inconsistency of being able to deliver the same team every week probably just hasn't done us any favours.
Because you've got a constant second grade through the GBB grade, second grade, and also 19s through Bano, which is fantastic to see. And also the ladies here, they've been a fantastic highlight getting to the semis.
Oh, mate, it's just lovely to see the grounds full. You know, very active, heaps of people, they're enjoying themselves. I mean, you can still hear the buzz now. I mean, you know, they're enjoying being down at the club regardless of the outcome. We're pretty, obviously, we had a great day today, really quick for us. And hopefully everyone hangs around and supports, you know, the cause for today, which is pretty important for the week.
Move on to the semi-finals, and Pirates made their way through. Also, of course, Walker, now Brian Morey. You played them home and away compared to last year where you basically had two-thirds of a comp. Do you think that sort of sorted you out as well, or was it good for the club to have more games?
Oh, look, I think it's good for the club to have more games, especially for a club like Gunnedah. We own our grounds. We have to, you know, have the home games to help us pay for this. And as the club grows, you're going to need more resources. So that stuff's pretty important.
Okay, let's find a winner in all of this, having played these teams home and away. Who do you think is going to take out the Wicker Bastards? This is the Santos Cup, and also, of course, the Heath Shield for 2018.
Oh, mate, I might get a bit critical here. When we played Narrabri round one, we saw, they're pretty capable. I saw they had a lot to offer. So we held them to a draw. We were rusty. They had plenty of ball, and they were only going to get better. They probably won't be able to foot it with Walker's speed of play. That's how I reckon that one will pan out. In terms of one and two playing off, Morey are in for a shot. It just depends on which Pirates team rocks up on the day, because when the team we play here, they won't win. But the team we played in round one, champion. You know, it's solid, hard, aggressive, all over the park. They can play through you or around you if they want to. Here, they were just a bit disconnected. They would need to be what we saw in round one to roll Morey. You know, the playoff after that, from what we've experienced in the last round, I'd say probably Walker have the sharpest team to disrupt Pirates' game. You know, they've got a good, solid forward pack, no nonsense, easy stuff, go forward, and the Pirates tend to fan out, spread out a bit. They'll find holes there.
Well, Jason, thank you for your time. We wish you all the best. Pretty soon, Tom, head to the Gunnedah Red Devils website there at gunnedahrugby.com.au as they have a big festivus on October the 20th.